Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Hallel. This is the fourth Shi'ur. We've already seen Niflos, B'yisod HaDvorim, that the Mechayiv to say Hallel is Hallel. Because as human beings, as Jews, we have to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hallel is comprised of the various Pirkei Tehillim. And the question is when to say the Hallel. So this Mechayiv of Hallel, which is Hallel, at what periods do we have to say it? And that the Gemara says, Kol Perek Uperek, at certain Perekim, at certain time periods, which we know mean Regalim. But it's Gemara emphasizes Kol Perek, because it can't be said every day, so it has to be said at certain time periods. What are those time periods? The Regalim, and when we have a Nes, when we're saved, from Mitzara, we say the Hallel. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Ve'akol Tzara V'Tzara Shelo Tavu Al HaTzibur, and the Gemara in Erchin says that you say for Chanukah, for the Nes of Chanukah. Al Kopanim, at these certain times, those are the times to say, Rashi says, we saw in Pesachim Dvar Chiddush, certain times when we have it's not exactly clear what Rashi means, the various explanations, but it could be that's his saying, I'll call Tzara V'Tzara, Tzara V'Tzara, that we're saved from a certain Tzara. But the point is that at certain times we have an obligation to say Hallel, because of these are unique times. And when there's a mitzvah, we saw in the previous year, a mitzvah on the Tzibur, like Shechitas Karban Pesach, which is the Kenufia, for everybody, at that time, there is a mitzvah of Kriyas HaHallel that one understood as a Devar Pashut. Can the Jews be saying, be shechting their carbon Pesach and out of Hallel? Is a mitzvah on the Tzibur. The Tzibur is a Tzibur, but Kinufia. V'zeh nira levaer, ma shetzarich biur l'cheora. With this, we can also explain the Gemara in Pesachim 117a that we keep referring back to. Says that Rabbi Yossi answers the question when the Gemara asks, Hallel zem mi amra, who said this Hallel? Where does this Hallel come from? Where does this Hallel originate? So Rabbi Yossi says, She'elazor bini oimer, de Moshev Yisrael tiknuhu, b'sha'a she'alu min hayam. That Moshe and the Yisrael were metakein this Hallel when they came from the sea. Ve'chalukin olav chaveirov, loimar, Shedovid Amaroi. And his friends argue with him, and they say, no, it was David. V'nirim Dvorov midivrehem. And it would appear that my son, Elozor, is correct, and not his friends who say it was David. He's correct that it was Moshe and the Jewish people. Efshel Yisrael shachtu pischeihem v'not lemesu leveihem v'lo amru shira. Could it be that the Jewish people are shechting their Korban Pesach and taking their lulavim before David HaMelech came around, and they're not saying shira? So it has to be that Hallel was already from the time of pre-David, Moshe v'Yisrael. As mevuar midvrei Gemara, Sheikaru shelo yitachen shelo yamru shira. It can't be they're not saying shira. V'lo amru shira, and they're not saying shira. Ze anisuach shel hagmara kan. V'ilu bagmara b'daf tzadi her mutbet b'otam mesechet, mesechet pesachim, hanisuach u'shone. That it can't be that they're not saying hallel. U'mikan ola u'bakata sheila. Maishna hocho kori le shiro, v'maishna hocho kori le halel. And kuf yud zayin, it's called a shiro. And on tzadiyeh umud beis, it's called a halel. Why is that? Ulefi dvareinu nira, shevadai inyan ha-shira mitparesh klapei ha-meora atzmo, shemechamato ve'alav Omrim Shira. What's Shira? Shira, song. Why are you saying a song? Why are you singing this song? You're singing this song because of a certain event that happened. You're celebrating this event. You're thanking God for this great event that happened. So it's klape de me'oira. V'lochenu inyan ha'halel shekanit ba'er rak din shel kol periku periku. Hallel, as we explained, is not a din about the me'oira per se. Right? When we say the Pirkei Hallel, they don't talk about the nes that happened now. Talk about Nisa Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we say Hallel for other things also. We say Hallel on Shavuos, no Yetzias Mitzrayim there. We say Hallel for Chanukah, no Yetzias Mitzrayim there. So Hallel is not bit yachasut le'meora. It doesn't relate to an event, but it's a din al kol perek u'perek. That at certain time frames, certain time periods, unique time periods, when special things happen, we say Hallel. But it doesn't relate to the Me'orah, it relates to the, at a time period. That's once there's a certain event. Now this time period is Mechaibas to say Hallel. We have a Chiyuv of Hallel. We can't say it every day. So now this time is special, so we decide, so Chazal said that in this parak, in this period of time, we say Hallel. But it doesn't relate directly to the event. The Shira relates directly to the event. Ella, she'al kol panim, halemaisa mikiyum chiyuv hamirat ha'alel, beperek zehu, she'ne'emeret shira ala me'ora. But the lemaisa of fulfilling the obligation of saying a halel at this perek, at this time period, is that a shira, a song, is set for the event. In other words, the mechayiv is the perek. The mechayiv is the halal. Halal is mechayiv you to say, because you have to praise Hashem. So we're in this world for. Hamzi yasar diliti lasi isapel. So we have to praise Hashem. When? Akol perek uperek, at these special times. That's the mechayiv. But what's the lemaisa? What's practically? That's what obligates us. What's practically? Practically is that we say shira, for this event. Practically, we are singing about this great event that happened. That's the lemaisa of the halal. The mechayiv of the halal is al kol perek uperek. And the lemaisa of halal is that we're singing shira because of this great event. We're singing shira to Hashem for all the different, for the yam tovim, for the being nigal mitzara. And that's what we say in the Gemara in Maseches Erechin. What's the makor for Hallel? Hashir yiyeh lachem. Kalel hiskadei shchog. The song, literally, that you sing, the Pshat in the Pasuk is at the time of the Gula, is the song that you sang on Leil Pesach, Kalel hiskadei shchog. But al kol panim, it's called a shira. That's the Gemara in Erechin, also the Gemara in Pesachim. Ashir yelechem kalel eskadish chag apasik in Yeshayah. So that's the yisod of the din halel. Why? Because that's the lemaisa of the halel. The lemaisa of the halel is the shir, that you're singing this song, praising God for his wonders, for his kindness. So that's called a shir. The ashir yelechem, because the shir is the lemaisa of the halel. It's not the mechayiv of the halel. It's the lemaisa of the halel. The lemaisa is, it's called a shir, that you're singing this song to Hashem. Aval lo zeh av ela shekenit ba'er. Lo zehu ha-mechayev. V'lo zehu shem ha-chiyuv. That's not the mechayev. And that's not the name of the chiyuv. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi, who's talking al atzad, she'ad sheba David lo nitkan adayin, ha-chef tzedah halel, Drak shirak al yidei David hu shachal. Hare eina nidon al I kiyum dina halel b'shad shchitat ha-pesach. Sh'are yakati lekach klal chiyuv b'zeh kol shelo tiknoi David. Rabbi Yossi was talking about this on the tzad, that until David there was no chefts of halel. and it was only this cheftz of Hallel, is only chal al yidei David. So the nidon is not on the lack of fulfillment of the din Hallel when they shech the Pesach. Why? Because there is no din Hallel. There is no chiv. Rabbi Yossi is talking about the chiv. Was there a chiv yet? No, the chiv was only chal al yidei David. So there's no chiv yet to talk about. When David wasn't mitel, David was mitakin, there was no chiyuv. Uma shechaser eino hahalel ela hamitzius shel hadover sheshmo shir v'shira. What's lacking here, since there's no mechayiv yet, is the mitzius of the shir and the shira, because we're talking on the tzad that it didn't yet exist. Right, there's no chiyuv of halal yet. We're talking about, he says, could it be that the Jewish people are shechting their psachim and taking their love and they're not saying shira? So we're talking here on the tzad that there was no cheft of halal yet. But how could it be that they're not yet saying shira? So here we're talking about what type of shira we're talking about. Halal is what we're chayiv to say. That's the mechayiv, the shem chiyuv is called halal. But the mitzius, the lemaisa, is called shira. So since we're on the tzad that there's no chiyuv yet of halal, so it's called a shira. So he talks about the mitzius shel adavar, sheshmo shir v'shira. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says, shenirim divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yair, Elazar Rabbi Yossi, shevadai nitkan kvar yisod ha'halel, she'al yado. So he wants to say that definitely my son is right, that there was already a takana to say halal. Sha'al yado achen lemaisa amru Yisrael shira b'shah sheshechtu et pischeihem. And that's why lemaisa they said shira, because there was already a mechayev of halal. But that's why he called it a shira, because again, he's going off on what it says that his friend said that David, it was David who said it. If it was David who said it, then there was no mechayev yet of halal beforehand. So how was it beforehand that the Jews were singing shira? So it must be they're already obligated in halal. But he calls it a shira because in his tmiya, he's saying, of course they said shira because he's talking about the mitzias of shira. Of course they were singing because that's the lamais. The lamais is that you're praising God for this ma'ira, for this great event. So that's the lemaisa. So since they did the lemaisa, it must be there was already a mechayev. Could they be there with shechet der Pesach and not saying shira? So maybe there must have already been a mechayev of halal. But that's why he calls it a shira. However, the sugya and daf tzadihei omid beis shemedubar la'achar shekvar yashno chiyuv ha'alel ve'anidonu im yashno ha'chiyuv b'shaat shechitat ha'pesach o lo al ze ne'amar lishon halal. שהרי מחמת שהלל יש לאמרו בכל פרק, יש לאמרו גם בפרק זה של שחיטת פסחיהם. כמבואר בדברי רבי יוסי שזה הזמן המתאים לכך, ולכן שפיר נתלה הדבר בהלל ולא בשירה. And sadly, hey, we're talking about after there already is a chiyuv of halal. And the nidon is, we know there's a chiyuv of halal, is there a chiyuv of halal b'shas shchitas ha-pesach? So that's why it says there in the Gemara, of course there is. Of course there's a chiyuv of halal. Could it be that the Jewish people are shechting their psachim and they're not saying halal? Because there we're talking about where there's already a chiyuv of halal. The question is there a chiyuv of halal b'shas shchitas ha-pesach? But there's already a chiyuv of halal. So we're talking about the chiyuv, the shem chiyuv, the mechayiv, we say halal. And that's tzadi heom and beis. But when we're talking about the mitzius, before there's a chiyuv, then we say we call it a shira, and that's the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Vehadvarim meirim umisamchim. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Adonai la'olam. Amen ve'amen. Vze nira gam ma shekatuv bedivrei Rabbi Yossi. Who, by the way, is this Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, was a Tana in the fourth generation. And in other words, approximately the second century of the Common Era, the fifth most frequently mentioned Chacham in the Mishnah. He was born in Sephoris, Sipori, what we call in the Gemara, an archaeological site located in the Galil, in the central Galilee region of Eretz Israel, 6 kilometers north-northwest of Nazareth, 938 feet above sea level, and overlooks the Beit Netofa Valley. So that is near Tveria, that's Tzipori. His family was of Babylonian origin. He was a descendant of Yonadav ben Rachav, one of Rabbi Akiva's 5 main Talmidim, afterwards ordained by Yehuda ben Bava. He's also a student of Yochanan ben Nuri. He transmitted his halachas. But his primary is Rabbi Muvok was Rabbi Akiva. And after he got smicha in violation of a Roman edict, he fled to Asia Minor. It's a large peninsula in Turkey, constituting most of its contemporary territory. So he runs away to Turkey. He stayed there till the edict was abrogated. Later he goes to Usha, where they had the Sanhedrin. Usha is a city in the western part of the Galilee. It might be the Palestinian, the Arab village of Chausha. Usha, Chausha, okay? That's where they had the Sanhedrin. So he remained silent when Rashbi attacked the Roman government. He spoke against the Roman government. So he had to go back to Tzipori. And he established the yeshiva there. It seems that he died there. He had many, many talmidim, including Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. We also have a agada that he met Eliyahu HaNavi. He did Yibum. And by profession, he was a tanner. So, sweet friends, that's a little bit about the great Tanner of Yosi. It's good sometimes to learn about the Tanaim, who they are. You know, some people, you say the name of a Tanner, they can tell you their whole life story. But that's Givaldic. But I have to be helped by my computer. Anyway, so now we can explain what Yosi says. Efshir notlem sulaveim. As mifuwal, so it doesn't only say shechlim es pischeim. Of course they're shechting their Pesach and they're saying hallel, says Rabbi Yosi. But he also says, they're noitel their lulav. What's this netilas lulav about? So, netilas lulav has to be b'shira. Why is that? B'iragro or achayim tafresh memdalat, if cut aleph writes, that you make a bracha on the lulav b'sha'as ha'halel. Like it says in Arvei Psochim, Efsher, etc., Notan Lulavim, Veinom Rim Hallel. So that's when you're making the bracha at the time of Hallel. And the Tur, the beginning of Tofresh Nun Beis, writes that the Ikra Mitzvah is B'Shas Ahallel. Velichi Ora, Tzarich Biur. She'im Chiyuv Gomuru, Hare Einzerak Ikar Mitzvatan. Ela, Zeo Mitzvatan. If this is a chiyuv gomer that you're saying hallel with the lulav, then why does it say this is the ikr, like the Torah says, the ikr mitzvah is b'shas hallel, to take the lulav. Why say that it's the ikr mitzvah? That's the mitzvah. And it's only l'chatchila, it should even be b'dievet. As l'fi dvarenu nira'a, שיסוד הדין בזה אינו אלא דין שירה המיוחד לנטילס לולב. We have it on Sadi Hale in Yen Hallel, but that that's Rashi says is Kadi Nas, but there the Sugi is talking about Shechitas Pesachim. But in Kuf Yud Zayin, it says that it could be that he's taking the They're taking the lulav and not saying shira? So there's a special din of netilas lulav that it has to be b'shira. As yisod ha-din b'zeh eino ela din shira miyuchad le-netilat lulav al pi divrei ha-ritva b'sukkah b'daf tes שדיברנו עליו בעבר, שנטילס לולב הוא לריצוי, ולכן יש בזה פסול דמצווה בה בעבירה, כי בקורבן שבו לרצויס, עין שם, וחודש אירן בן בפסוחים למד היום ודבייז. So, we have a ריטבו, who says that the taking of the lulav is for ריצוי. And since it's for ריצוי, it's to appease, כביכול רבונו של עולם, therefore there's a פסול of מצווה הבא בעבירה, just like a קורבן, that comes l'ratzos. There's a psul of mitzvah b'avera, anything that comes with a ritzu. If you got it with a ver, you stole it, puzzle. See in the Ritva, see in the Ramban, Psochim 35b. So, v'kevan sheyesh shira b'korbanot, boi nami shira b'netilas lulav. Im yesh lezeh din shel korban, kemo korban, zeh mekudlag, zeh mesuvag, כמו קורבן, אז כמו שיש דין שירה בקורבנות, we have a din שירה בקורבנות, so we also have a din שירה by נטילס לולב, שבזה, מחוץ למקדש ההלל, הוא שירה. ולכן אומנם אין זה חיוב ממש, so outside the base המקדש, what's the שירה? הלל. Inside the base of Mikdash and the Karbanos, we say other Shirin. But in the base of Mikdash, it's Hallel. Outside the Mikdash, it's Hallel. V'lachein omnam. Ein zechi uvmamish, sh'arei tiknu et Hallel al yemei asukis, v'lo al netilas lulav. So it's not a chi uvmamish, because what's the Hallel for? On what perek? On sukis. Not in the Netilas Lulav. Even somebody who doesn't have a Lulav is also Chayiv in Halel. But since we see from Rabbi Yossi that Mitzad HaSvora Mischayiv that there should be Shira, therefore we require it L'maisa, even though it's not a Chiyuv Mamish like the Torah and the Kolosei. Not a Chiyuv Mamish. What's the Chiyuv Mamish? Sukkis. But in the Lemaisa, we should also have this Shira should be said on the Lulav. Why? Because it's for Ritzui. And since it's for Ritzui, it's like a Karban. And Karban has a Shira. So here also we require a Shira. So here we're talking about the Lemaisa. Of course they say Shira on Netilas Lulav. Even though it's Halel. But Halel is not Mamish a Chiyuv on Netilas Lulav. Halel is a Chiyuv on Sukkis. The only thing is, since Netilas Lulav is like a carbon, so it makes sense that we're going to say Shira like we say Shira on a carbon, and that's why we call it a Shira. And the Shira happens to be here, Halel. And that's why the Gemara calls it Shira, because Be'ikar it's a Shira. But it's not the Chai, you're not Chayiv to do it. You're not Chayiv to say it, B'Sha'as HaHalel, say Halel B'Sha'as Netilas Lulav, because the Ikar Chayiv is Sukkis, meaning. That's the Mechayiv. Mechayiv is Sukkis. But the Iker Mitzvah, ideally, it should be done B'Sha'as HaHalel. Why? Because it's Shira. Because it's like a Karban, so therefore it requires Shira. So ideally do it during, take the Lulav during Halel. But we call it a Shira because we're talking about the Lemaisa. The Lemaisa is that there should be Shira on this Lulav. And therefore we call it Shira. But again, the ikr, the chiyuv is sukkis. Therefore, it's not called halal over here, it's called shira. Because that's what should be said, because that's the right thing to do. That's the mitzius, that's the lemaisa. Lemaisa, you should say shira. But as far as the chiyuv goes, that's already sukkis. So here in the Gemara, we're talking about notlanus levayim, it's called shira. Meirai v'rabo yisai, Baruch Hashem, hitkadamnu, v'yesh od... Kivrat derech arukah lefanenu, אבל כמה צריך להודות ולהלל לשמו הגדול שזכינו כבר ללמוד ארבעה שיעורים בנושא המאוד מאוד אהוב עליי, מאוד מתוק, נושא ההלל, וברצות השם דרכנו אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה ונראה עוד ועוד נפלאות מתורת השם, ואני אסיר לכם תודה על ההזנה. אני מקווה שהיא הייתה עריבה עליכם כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי, ואני מפיר תחינתי לפני בורא העולם שנזכה להמשיך עוד שנים רבות מתוך שמחה וטוב לבב ברוב כל ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו, אמן ואמן. שלום שלום אהובי ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.